Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back to the Kia Studios here. It's Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz with the full-time report. And it's a lot more of the same, unfortunately, and certainly there were different moments in the match, but the end result is the same. It is a 2-1 loss for Atlanta United, and the rough run of results this season continues. Saw a couple of good moments here, Maddie, but ultimately nowhere near enough. The team just didn't quite feel as dangerous as you would like them to be, and they tried out a couple of new things. Maybe they figured a little bit out, but still questions to be asked after another loss in this one.
Yeah, I agree with Jason. I think it's funny. I feel a lot better after this match than I did in the tie against Nashville, because I think we saw a little bit more. We saw that Atlanta was able to regain control in the second half, especially with possession and really trying to dictate what was going on. They created the own goal. Obviously, we can talk about the own goal as well, but you created an own goal. You created that opportunity, and you were able to tie it up. It's unfortunate just in that transition moment, Chicago was able to come back and get another one. So it's cleaning up those small things, and I think Jason hit the nail on the head. We have to see more production, and we need to see these big-time players have big-time plays in these moments. We need to start seeing it more.
And I think that gets spotlighted the best right now in a statistical recap that's brought to you by Emory, the official team healthcare provider of Atlanta United. And possession was 50-50. Chicago outshot Atlanta 18-12. Shots on goal 8-3. The big difference, though, the XG. It's 2.9 for Chicago. I know Goose had another day where he had a couple of big saves. The XG for Atlanta just at 0.7. And you're right, we're not taking away from the own goal. You do create that, but, and this is my concern, and I talked to you before the game, and I certainly talked to you at halftime, just between you and I was like, it just didn't feel dangerous. The team doesn't feel dangerous. And so are they connecting passes from the defensive third to the middle third? Yes. A little bit in the attacking third, but when you get towards the box, when you get to a point where maybe you can find the back of the net, it just didn't feel dangerous. And you go back and look at the saves that we talked about that Goose has to make, or the shots that maybe go a little bit wide. Chicago felt dangerous in those moments. A ball gets through the wall on a free kick, they're in on goal, and Goose makes a big save. It felt dangerous for the Fire. Just doesn't feel dangerous for Atlanta United.
Yeah, and I think we saw a little bit more of the togetherness about being on the same wavelength. I thought the back line today for Atlanta United did a great job. I thought that there were moments where Derek Williams was playing from the back. Luisa Brom came in, had a couple of stops. Ronald Hernandez came in and cleaned some things up. Matt Edwards did too. It's like you said, we're seeing the connection from the back line. It's moving up to the midfield. We're seeing those plays develop there. But then once it gets to the attacking half and in the final third, it kind of lays flat. Jason said it. We've seen the moments where it'll be Alexi or Miguel or Latte Lath having the ball, and then they lay it to Brooks Lennon or Ronald Hernandez when they should be the ones stepping up and taking that cross or taking that opportunity, stepping into the box and creating those moments. We need to see those big-time players create some things and get some things going in the attacking half. We need to start seeing more of it.
There's also still some misconnections up top, and you go back to the first half. Alexi Maranchuk put a little too much pepper on a ball that maybe Latte Lath could have gotten to. Later, I think it was early or mid-second half, Latte Lath couldn't find Miguel Almiron in those moments, and it just the final pass setting up what should be a dangerous touch just still isn't quite there. Before we continue and before we hear from anyone at the post-game podium, Maddie, we do need to hand out our man of the match. Who are you thinking about for today?
I got to give it to Jay Fortune. I mean, once again, stepping up in those big-time moments. We already know Jay Fortune is so great at winning those second balls and winning those 50-50 tackles, and he did that today. He stepped up in moments, and he got in Chicago's face. He stole the ball back and created opportunities going forward for Atlanta United, and that's what we need to see. I think Jay Fortune has had such a breakthrough couple of seasons with Atlanta United, and we're really seeing that pay off. I think he was a bright spot for me in this match, and that's why he's my player of the game.
And it's interesting you have him there, because separate of you, you were sticking around last week in the Atlanta United press box to call the Unified game, and I had Jarrett Smith hanging out with me, also of Soccer Down Here, and last week he said Jay Fortune in regards to man of the match. And so now we're back-to-back days in Jay Fortune's two most recent starts where he has excelled and he has kind of stood out. And I do find that interesting. That was kind of what you had expected from Jay after building on last season. It seemed like he fell out of favor. Numbers game based on formation. Now they're trying a couple of different things. Obviously, Saba is coming off the bench right now. Jay Fortune helping to control the midfield, and now it's his second straight man of the match. He actually now has the season lead for man of the match. Saba has two, and then there's a bucket load of guys who have won one man of the match. One of the issues for me in that just the man of the match discussion, Latte Lath has one man of the match, and it was the very first game of the season. Two goals in that debut win against Montreal. And not that he hasn't been there, but he hasn't been man of the match since. Miggy has only been man of the match once, and that was in a draw in which he scored a penalty kick against Dallas. These are the two guys, in my opinion, that, because look, the numbers and the stats are kind of it for soccer in regards to if you score goals, you're probably going to be man of the match, right? Like, it's a problem when Jay Fortune is man of the match, when Bartosz Sliszcz or Goose, or it's a problem when it's not Lath and Miggy for man of the match. And that's kind of a larger scale issue scoring goals here. You were held scoreless against New England. I mean, you look at your last six games, right? You go back to that draw against Dallas, 1-1 draw against Dallas, the penalty kick. A 1-0 loss, you're held scoreless to New England. A 3-0 loss, you're scoreless against Philly. A 3-0 loss, you're scoreless against Orlando. We talked about the long goalless streak going there. Last week, only able to muster one on what was essentially a bad shot from Brooks Lennon that Miggy was there to tap home. And today, only able to muster one, and it was an own goal. Miggy and Latte Lath just aren't, they're just not dangerous in the final third. They're not winning man of the match, and partially because of that, not entirely, Atlanta United themselves are not winning matches.
It's about consistency and getting consistent things happening up top offensively, and we just haven't seen it. We see it in spurts, we see it in moments, but we need to start seeing it all the time. I even think in this match too, there was a couple moments where we almost saw the team go into panic mode, where we saw those moments where you're trying to quickly play the ball forward in the transition. That's what led to Chicago's second goal, trying to get something going quickly instead of taking your time to build from the back, holding possession, being comfortable holding possession. You tried to play it too quickly, and then Chicago was able to turn it and make a break, and they were rewarded for it. And you got to find those moments where you need to start feeling more comfortable in your own skin in those moments, and being comfortable holding the ball, holding it, controlling it, taking time to build and to find those outlets, because that's the way you want this team to play. That's the way Ronnie Dialo wants this team to play. Hold possession, be that attack-minded team that we know, and build from the back and utilize every single opportunity, every single position from the back line to the midfield, to the sixes, up top to your players up top. Needs to be more connected, needs to be more consistent.
Atlanta United, once again, unable to grab any points on the road. They fall to Chicago 2-1 today. When we come back here on the Full-Time Report, we'll hope to head back to Soldier Field, hear from Ronnie Dialo and members of the team from the post-game podium. We'll also check in on some of the highlights. She is Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here. I'm Abe Gordon, and it is the Full-Time Report, back in 5 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Welcome back in to the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz here. In the aftermath, and I think I've used the term aftermath like 10 weeks in a row now. You don't use aftermath after a victory. You don't. And a draw maybe gets used, but unfortunately a loss certainly. We're calling it the aftermath. And it is a 2-1 defeat for Atlanta United. And kind of, you know, different results come in different ways and have different feelings. This one was a real bummer because it was a long time in this game, right? And we'll get to the highlights and play through it here shortly. It was a long time in this game where Atlanta United was trailing. I mean, they go ahead 15 minutes or into this game to Chicago, and we're just sitting there, you and me, Maddie, like, can they do something? Can they create something? How do they get into this? And it goes on and on. And on. I mean, Atlanta United does find an equalizer, and it is in the 80th minute. And you're like, all right. I mean, they finally, I don't care. You don't care that it was an own goal. None of that stuff matters. And we're just sitting there like, finally, they got something to go their way after 70 minutes or whatever it was. And then it was 6 minutes. Like, I turned to you, it was like, well, that was a fun 6 minutes that we had. Now we're back to despair and depression, and this one hurt. This one hurt because you did feel like you clawed your way back, and again, I don't care how it comes. Maybe you earned the goal, maybe you didn't. I don't want to hear none of that. You put the ball in a dangerous area, and unfortunately, the lead or the level just did not hold at that time. Let's go ahead and get into the highlights brought to you by Scana. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Jordans to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. And again, Chicago got things started in the 14th minute. It was a handball on Alexi Maranchuk. Had to be called. It was the right decision, unfortunately. And Hugo Kuipers stepped up to the penalty spot. Goose went the wrong way. They score. I don't care to play highlights for penalty kicks. Like, it's just not interesting to me. You should be scoring, and they did. And as we mentioned, that held for 65 minutes. In the 80th minute, though, the culprit of the handball, Alexi Maranchuk, able to put Atlanta United level, a dangerous ball whipped into the box.
To the top of the 18, Miggy. He'll stop and roll it back to Moyamba. Center to Schlesch, 30 yards out. Cuts it back into the near corner. Chested down by Maranchuk. Sent to the back post. Bouncing in the goal, bouncing in! Atlanta United has found an equalizer in the 80th minute.
It did not last long, as we mentioned. 6 minutes of game action later, and the Chicago Fire go back in the lead. The 86th minute, Kouame gets one and toe pokes it into the net.
Rolled into the run of Kome, coming down the central channel to Haile Selassie on the right wing. Ahead to Glasgow, right side of the 18. Cutback pass, shot, score. Romaneg Kome with the likely game winner for the Chicago Fire.
And it was the game winner. That 2-1 score did hold up. And Maddie, it was a bummer because it really felt like you had worked your way back into position. And at that point in the 80th minute, once you go ahead, I'm sitting there like, I'm okay with a draw at this point. I don't think you have outplayed this team by any stretch. And if you could find a way to get 1 point, I would take it. And it was just one of those things where I start to build the talking points for the show, right? I mean, where like, you got 15 minutes till you and I are going to go on air here on the full-time report, and I start to – you've been taking notes the whole time, but I start to write down a couple of leading factors, and it's just one of those things like I wrote down stuff for 5 minutes, and by the time I finally finished writing stuff down and finally finished the direction I wanted the show to go, I had to Control-Alt-Delete it. Like, the whole storyline had changed, and so it just did not hold up, and it's a really, really tough turn for Atlanta United, who it felt like for 5 minutes there was going to get a somewhat decent result based on the performance, and then that was snatched away from them.
We've seen so many times this season Atlanta be the better team when you look at the stats. I mean,
it was like 5 weeks in a row, six weeks in a row. You're like, I can't believe it's a draw,
exactly,
or I can't believe it's a loss.
Exactly, because you've been dominating. And it's felt like, you know, they got the possession. They were able to get that. But, you know, in the shots and shots on goal, Chicago led them 18-8. And last week it was the same thing, too. Nashville was more dominant, but Atlanta was able to come in and able to hold their own in the 1-1 draw. I said it before, like, I feel better after this loss than I did after the Nashville draw, but it's those small things. Like, you got to start when you have those moments, when you are leading, when you're leading in possession, when you're leading in shots, when you're leading in shots on target or anything, we got to start seeing that production. We have to start seeing those things turn into wins. And again, it's easier said than done, but I think we have to start seeing these things more consistently. We have to start seeing those moments and those players step up. We need to start seeing it.
I've made it pretty clear with you, also with John Nelson of Soccer Down Here, my disdain for XG, just as a general idea.
I don't like it either. So,
but the overall numbers today kind of do prove the outer point is that they're just not dangerous, and they just haven't been dangerous. And until they, at least in my mind, feel dangerous. And by the way, it's not like this has been how it's been all year. They have felt dangerous at times. It goes back to that stretch that you just referenced. And a lot of the discussions in that stretch were, we're going to half 1-0. It should be 3-0. Or there were comebacks that they allowed when you're like, they could have put this game away. They didn't. And those are the moments, right? Those are when they felt dangerous and didn't make teams pay. Now they're not feeling dangerous and not making teams pay. And this one does feel a little bit different for me. But it was nice to see them continue to fight, to go down so early. And for an extended period in this game, hold, find a crack to break through. And that's where the letdown comes. And that one really hurt.
I was very happy with some of the reactions to some of the things that did happen in this matchup. There was a couple of fouls that were not called in our way, which I feel like they should have. But Jay Fortune goes in, and it's a really, really bad tackle from Chicago. And you had Latte Lath coming in. You had that swarm. I like to see that. I want to see that reaction. That's something you want to see in those moments. You want to see the players come together and, you know, show what happened. You can't do that to my guy. You can't do that. And you have to show that reaction. I like that we're seeing it. I like we're seeing that fight. We just have to start seeing that fight along with getting goals into the back of the net.
Look, in the worst pun in full-time report history, you got to fight fire with fire.
Oh, get okay. It? Okay.
Chicago
I get it.
Fire.
All right,
see
all
see
right.
What I'm doing?
Okay.
All right. I think it's time to take a break. When we get back, we do hope to hear. It's been a little while, but they're still waiting to address the media afterwards. Hopefully, Ronnie Dyla will be heard on this program on the other side. It's Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz, the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Welcome back into the full-time report. It's Abe Gordon, Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here. Atlanta United falls on the road 2-1. It is a quick turnaround, and it will be this whole week. Atlanta United's facing Austin, also on the road. Maddie, I don't know why I'm asking you this. I don't want to put you in a bad spot. Do you know, is Atlanta United staying out on the road, or are they coming back for a couple of days and then flying out to Austin? You said you're traveling to Austin, so they're probably coming back and then and then heading back out.
I believe yes, they will be coming back tonight. Because they'll be coming back early tonight, so they'll be nice. They don't have to, you know, get back home at like 3 a.m. from
It's tough though. I mean, they're probably going to train. I mean, they'll train.
It's a quick turnaround.
And
you know,
then
you
fly back out Tuesday. Yeah.
You go immediately from, you know, tonight, and you got to think, you know, hey, Sunday might be a regen day. It might be a rest day. Then you have Monday for a session, and then Tuesday you can do a session, but you're then flying. You're flying out to Austin. So how do you manage all the situations? How does the rotation look? How do you keep guys fresh in those moments? Because then on top of that, then you come back from Austin and then you have another matchup again on Saturday against the Philadelphia Union, another really difficult team that you've already seen before.
And you look at the formation, you look at the lineup decisions, maybe a little bit of that was made with the knowledge of this Austin game coming up. Obviously, Saba came off the bench. I know Tristan Moyamba has just returned from injury, but he came off the bench. Those are two specific guys that should be fresh and ready to go in Austin if you need them from the start. A couple of other decisions certainly to be made regarding the midfield and possibly the return of Steon Gregerson if he's better, and possibly Pedro Amador, who I knew was close to making it but just couldn't quite suit up and be ready to go. So maybe you are a little bit fresher than Austin. I know they played midweek this week. They've got a game later tonight, a road game in Cincinnati. So maybe a couple of slight advantages over Austin in those regards, because it's another situation where Atlanta needs to find something, because after that, even though they are home games, we've gone through a stretch like this already. Philly, Cincinnati, Orlando City. I mean, that's a tough run of results. And even if you're home, they're going to have to find a way. And it'd be nice to go ahead and maybe get a little jump start on that on the road in Austin in the midweek. Because this one, I don't know, like you say you felt, and I think Jason maybe said as well, I don't want to misquote him, but that you felt a little bit better coming off of this result than you did, say, the Nashville draw 1-1. And just quick reminder for anyone who missed it last Saturday, Atlanta United leads in the 20th minute on a goal from Miggy. They probably are on the front foot for another 10 minutes, and then it kind of all fades away. Nashville takes control of the game. They play till halftime. Nashville finds a goal on the other side of halftime and continue to dominate, and you do find yourself towards a 1-1 draw. And even though you lose this game, you don't pick up any points. You thought the performance, separate of the results, the performance maybe gives you a little bit of a base, something to build on as you play in the midweek.
Yeah, because how this team wants to play is they are an attack-minded team, and they are building with possession, and they're pushing forward. You want to create that high line. And I think we saw more of that in this match than we did against Nashville. I mean, in the first 30 minutes, you kind of did that. Then you got the goal, and then Nashville was able to come in and have 70% of possession from the 30th minute to the end of the match. I think today, it's more for me is seeing like how it's supposed to look and seeing a little bit more of it put together in those moments. To me, it's just finding again.
Witness. See, this is where it gets. This is where you draw me in, right? Because you're seeing a lot of the things that you want to see, except for that last little bit. I'm stuck on that last little bit, right? Because I almost don't care about the rest. I almost don't care about possession and game control and the high line of pressing and the defense and the turnovers and the counterattack and the bill. I don't care about any of that, because to me, defense aside, obviously, you can't just concede. None of it to me is relevant if you can't figure it out up top, because you can do the high line and you can succeed in possession and you can find key and all of the stuff that you need to look like a dominant offense. If you're not dangerous, though, 20 yards and in, none of that build matters. None of the communication matters. None of that chemistry matters. And again, we have seen at times this season where they have felt dangerous. It just hasn't happened really for almost a month, right? I mean, it's been a while, and you and I agree. There were plenty of games there where, like, man, the performance doesn't match. Like, it's been a while since that was the discussion. To me, it's now been about, like, they can't score, right? We talked about all the goalless games they had, and even in today, it was an own goal, although I do give credit for that being created. It wasn't like Chicago just turned it, fired it into the back of the net. I mean, it was pinballed around. But for me to get excited, for me to get kind of mildly fulfilled by a performance, it just has to feel like they're close to doing something special on the scoreboard, and it didn't feel like that for me today. Let's go ahead back up to Soldier Field. We have Ronnie Dyla taking to the post-game podium.
All right, guys. Ronnie is here. We'll start with questions in the room. Jason, go ahead.
Some lineup, some formation changes today. What did you get out of that that you liked, and what didn't work as you intended?
I think it was a difficult pitch to play on because it was very sticky and a lot of wind, especially first half. I think we had to defend a lot, and I think we wanted to go out with a back five to control more and have more control when switches come, and also get players more higher in pitch when we win it, and play a little bit more longer and get more of a first ball, second balls. I think we come into some good moments, but we were not accurate enough in with the ball. And also too soft inside our own box. I think that's what's gonna is the message, like, through the whole game. You know, we give away too much easy. Like the penalty situation, I think it's 6, 7, 8 times that we can clear that ball in the box and end up with a penalty to them without, it's not even a close first chance. So that put us, of course, in a difficult situation. But I think we kept in, and in second half we are coming more and more into it, and I think we, in the end, deserve to get the goal. And then I'm very, very disappointed how soft we are, and we don't track runners, we don't defend the same way, and we let them get into the game. One chance, okay, you can accept, but when you come 2 and 3 chances to them with the ball losses and then counterattacks, and we don't do the job. That's that's what we have to learn. If not, we're not going to win football games. 1-1 here, you can take that with you, and then maybe you had a chance to win it as well. Then you put yourself in a situation where you're 2-1 down. Then of course, it's going to be tough to win football games.
Felt like there were waves in the game where there were moments where the team was fighting, standing up for one another, and then there were moments where they were second to everything. Is that inconsistency just kind of the nature of struggling to get results at the moment?
Yeah, you're totally right. That's what, so when you can come in and you can say, I felt we showed that we wanted more today, like a little bit the same as it was for 35 minutes against Nashville. You see the spirit, you see the fight, but then you see also in the next situation we switched off and we give away things that is not possible to do. And then you end up with on the wrong side of the goal score, and you don't get points.
What other ways are there in your mind to try to get the best out of Alexi and Miguel on the field together? You've moved it around a few different ways. Is there anything else to do?
Yeah, as of course. You know, we have to keep moving forward. Talking about situation, and they also, you know, it's about accountability for everybody. Everybody has a responsibility, but it has starts with hard work. That has to be a bottom. And as you say, I think today you see a lot of hard work, but it's inconsistent. And we need to have that consistency over time, and especially inside the two boxes. We need to be more deadly than we are. So I think, again, also we went to a back four to get a goal. We get the goal. But then also you see the problems we get with switches of play, and when we come half and half and don't track runners, then you get into bad situations. So in a way we went for it. So, you know, back five I felt control, but of course we need to score goals as well. So it's a find that balance between things. And on the road you need to suffer. You need to stay to stick together. And now, as I said, now when I see the group, we have to come. You know, we have to come together. We have to feel the feeling that we have now and understand that the only way forward now is to really, really be humble and accountable, and then and understand that you need to do it as a team. Then it's nothing now to sit and be inside and think about yourself or feel sorry for yourself or whatever. It's not the time. It's the time to take responsibility. It's the time to take care of each other. It's the time to be ready and start to go, and there should be a long time since we do that. I'm tired to hear about all the talent we have, because that's been said over a long time, not before my time also. Talent is not enough. We need unity and a hardworking mentality that is strong enough in good times and in bad times. And into that was the only way now to break that circle and start to win football games. That's how it is, and it can't be in periods. It has to be consistent. And
well, there's Ronnie Dyla. I don't think he minced words too much here, Maddie. Obviously, he talked about a soft mentality after finding the equalizer and needing to be tougher there. And he also talked about the disparity between talent and performance. And he's tired of hearing about it. And quite frankly, I don't blame him because I'm tired of talking about it. And the bottom line, and we're going to take a break and then react on the other side here. The bottom line is essentially not that this is a new discussion in sports, but you're not going to be handed anything just because you're Atlanta United. And I think that's something that maybe needs to get figured out a little bit in the building. Not that they feel that way, but I think a lot of people just assume Atlanta United is going to step onto the field and be one of the most potent attacking offenses and one of the supporter shield. And a lot of people pick them to finish second and third. And they still might, they still can, but it's not going to be handed. It's not going to be easy. And they really got to come together and focus on that. I know you were writing a bunch of notes. We're going to talk to you, Maddie, about what you heard from Ronnie Dyla on the other side. Maybe see if another player steps in to the postgame podium as well. It is the full-time report. Atlanta United falls 2-1 at Soldier Field to the Chicago Fire. Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here ready to fire on the other side. And it's Abe Gordon on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The full-time report continues. It's Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz. Maddie, we just heard from Ronnie Dyla. I know a player is going to step to the podium within the next few minutes. But I saw you taking a bunch of notes. And Ronnie Dyla had some strong messages and comments when fielding questions from our own Jason Longshore there. What did you hear that stood out to you?
I mean, I think for me, the biggest thing that stood out is, you know, this isn't a time to feel sorry for yourself. You know, he was saying, you know, this isn't a time for you to sit there and to be down and to go inside and just, you know, feel bad for everything. This is a moment where you need to take accountability, take this moment, and you need to take it and you need to move forward because it has to be a unified team. You have to be there. And I think it is, but I think it's more individual. And I think it's kind of coming into your shell. It's not feeling confident in those moments to go forward and to take that step. And I think that's where it's coming from. But I mean, I think go back to what he was saying too. It's about unity. There's 11 people on that field. It's not just one person. It's 11 people. Everyone is a unit. They have to be a unit. And I think with the confidence and just with the inconsistency of thing, you're seeing the hard work. This team works hard. I go to training, and I don't think there's not a single player out there who is not putting 120% into what is happening in that training session. They come off exhausted, and that's what you want to see. But it's inconsistent because you're seeing it in training, but you're not seeing it in the moments where it needs to happen on the field. You're seeing it. There has to be accountability. You have to move forward from this. Take what happened in this match, and you need to own it, and you need to start improving it and trying to fix it, especially heading into next week.
Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total, it remains at $2,000. It's going to change at some point. It's going to change. I remember last year we had a victory read, which I also haven't read very often this year. We got a couple of them down the stretch, though. And so I think that clean sheet total is going to change. And by the way, while we're talking about the clean sheet here, I want to continually give props, and I'm going to be doing this all season long, if applicable. I think Brad Guzan has been outstanding.
Absolutely.
Once again today, but just this year. And it's one of these things where – and I know the prime for a goalie is a little bit beyond what the prime is for an attacking player and a midfielder and even the defensive player. But coming off the injury that he did a couple seasons ago, you had to wonder what quality Goose could get back to. He has absolutely kept you in matches over the past month and a half. Today included, I think he had a lot of big stops. Again, the XG today is 2.9. Was at 2.9, yeah, for Chicago, and Goose took away a lot of that. I think he has played at an incredibly high level for and maybe this is my fault, for what I had expected of him. So I do believe he can notch a couple more clean sheets and add to that total for the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. We are going to take one more break, and then we'll see if we can snag some more comments from the podium. If not, we'll get you set up for a quick turnaround. Atlanta United with a midweek matchup here on 92.9 The Game on Wednesday night. We'll also keep you updated on the two games in action in the MLS right now. She is Madison Cruz at Madison Cruz 7 on the social media, on the Twitter / X. It's Abe Gordon at Abe Gordon on Twitter / X. And it is the full-time report right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the full-time report. Without delay, let's go to Soldier Field. Ronald Hernandez is at the post-game podium.
Moments where it was very connected and Chicago fouled somebody, people are in their face. And then there were moments where it felt disconnected. It was inconsistent. In your mind, is that down to just the pressure of the situation of not finding results?
I'm not sure about that, but we need to be honest with ourselves. And that's the truth. We have been inconsistency this season. And that little details, it changes our difference, you know? It changed the rhythm of the game, but we got to be strong. We need to bounce back, and then we have talked about it. We got to put together more consistency through the full 90 minutes.
There's moments where it feels like Alexi and Miguel get into the same spots and tried moving them around a few times. You know, how hard is it at times for you in your role to find them in dangerous moments?
That is hard. Depend of the opponents always. But Miji and Alexis, we need to figure it out and find different position to help the team. For a moment, Derek played very good balls for both of them, which was the play what we want. But you know, we go back again on consistency. We gotta be like. To be honest with each other and move forward. We need to review the film and to be honest, we only can push and we can only improve this situation.
I know we've talked about it before. You bleed for the badge. You defend the city, you defend the colors as strongly as anybody. How hard is it right now to be seeing the team playing the way that they are?
It's tough, man. Especially if you are outside, you want to help the team. I have been here for a while now, and then you feel shit to be outside, and you want to help the team. Today was my turn, and you know, I know the people working in the club for so much time that. I appreciate things like little details around the club and stuff that I fell in love, but we need to give more. It's not enough. Our performance is not enough, and we know that.
Well, here's some of the good things I take away from what Ronald Hernandez was saying. We appreciate Jason Longshore getting some of those questions for us. There's a notion in other sports where it feels like a team quits on the season, right? And we talk about it, and I know I'll make Dom smile. 1-2-3 Cancun, right? And like everyone's ready for the season to just be over and you can start a new next year, right? And people give up on games and they're just dribbling out the clock. That's not happening in that locker room. I think there are leaders, whether you guys want to believe it or not, there are good leaders in that locker room and guys want to do better for themselves, for the crest, for the team, but also for the fans. And we've heard them say that in recent weeks, and manager Ronnie Dyla has as well. They're not quitting on the season just because it's gotten off to a really bad start. I think that is encouraging.
It's always great to hear from Ronald Hernandez. He's someone that bleeds for the badge, bleeds for this club. He's been here for a long time. Him and him, besides Brad Guzan and Brooks Lennon, have been there the longest. And to hear him talk about this club, it's... You know, they know the results haven't been there, and they want to get back on track. They want to do that for the fans, for the city. They want to get back on track. This team is going to fight till the end, and we saw it last season. A lot of these guys have been there since last season when they did make that fight, when they did get that push, and they did something that not a lot of people thought they could do. This team is going to fight until the very end to get things going and get things on the right track, and that, for me... I agree with you. Hearing what Ronald said, that locker room is going to fight until the very end. And anybody who thinks that they won't, I don't know how you can't not think that.
And some of the good news, and you see this discussion, is you get right back on that horse. You don't have a lot of time to sit and linger on this loss because you got to turn around and you got to match midweek here on Wednesday. It's going to be right here on 92.9 The Game as well. And so you're dealing with Austin. We'll see what happens with Austin today. They're in Cincinnati, and we'll keep an eye on that game. Real quick, a couple of games that are in action. Miami has just pulled one back, but Minnesota United had a 2-0 lead over Inter Miami. Messi, a couple of minutes after halftime, got it to 2-1, and Toronto FC has just scored as well on the other side of halftime. Insigne with a 49th minute goal. Toronto FC is beating DC United 1-0. So that's going to do it here, and Atlanta United will be back in action on Wednesday. I think this is the first, am I crazy, is this the first midweek match of the season for Atlanta United? It might be. Won't be the last. We got a couple of them coming up. Special thanks to Dom Cherosky, our producer in studio, for Mike and Jason, the voices of Atlanta United. Safe travels back home from Chicago. For Madison Cruz of Soccer Down Here, I'm Abe Gordon. Join us again at 7:30 on Wednesday, May 14th, for our next broadcast as Atlanta United is going to take on Austin FC. Once again, the final today, Atlanta United 1 and the Chicago Fire 2. That's going to do it for the full-time report right here on 92.9 The Game.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.